This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, poets tell how Pancho fell.
Poets tell how Pancho
fell. Look, I know why the state police are doing that down there. It's more of this nanny state stuff. Keep the dumb Texans away from the lawless open border. We're the ones that exposed it's open. We're the ones that exposed it and put so much pressure on it. The governor sent thousands of state police down there. So you let the men do their jobs, okay, while you run around with your cowboy hats on and tell us we're not men. We let you do your supposed job. Let us do our job as the real press, as the Paul Revere's to raise the alarm here. I'm not going off on some jag about the Texas State Police. They're pretty good overall in a lot of respects. But, man, they have – I just heard a click when he was talking. Every time our reporters are down there, it's the state police, man, pulling them over in their face, bugging their eyes out. It's like Border Patrol is usually pretty good of any agency I've been around. I'll tell you who's not good is the Federal Armed Park Rangers. I don't care if it's on the border or somewhere else. They treat citizens like crap. People that are nice to them, they treat them like crap. I'm done. I am done with arrogant, out-of-control government. I don't care what level it is. Especially when people get in the way of us trying to expose what's happening. But I'm digressing, and I apologize. David Knight's coming up, and on the stage we get these calls out of the way. There's a lot of news I haven't got to yet. David's about to cover it. Corey in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, as it pertains to James Comey, I want to know if you thought maybe he was coerced by payment or maybe he was shown video of what might have happened to Vince Foster to change his decision.
I think the guy that predicted all this accurately is right. I think that it came out that it was Israel was involved in the, and it's been in the news, Israel was involved, even mainstream news, in the servers, so they didn't want to start a whole investigation of Israel. And this is an espionage investigation. It's so embarrassing and got so much bigger that he basically admitted she was a horrible person. I was kind of mad at him yesterday. I was really mad. But now I kind of see what happened. Something big went on behind the scenes. So he came out and said, she's horrible, she's guilty, but no prosecutor will go after her, telling everybody that basically threats were issued to prosecutors. I mean, I think he pretty much spelled it out. And I think Wayne Madsen, but especially our earlier guest, broke it down. That was Larry Nichols.
Yeah, I couldn't tell the difference on his face between guilt or maybe it was fear. I didn't know. I couldn't tell.
Nichols said he was angry. And all I know is that is what Comey usually looks like. So he did look freaked out. I'll just say this. He was animated. He was his heart was racing. And it was all supposedly pretty much unscripted and wasn't going to be announced. And it was just sudden. So a lot of weird stuff going on. And I think we're going to find out exactly what's going on. But I think the best source on that probably is the guest we had on earlier. I mean, did you hear him? Did you hear what he had to say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you think?
Great guy, man. I think it's just coercion. I think he was told if he didn't step down, change his decision, then he was going to face the fate of many others of peace.
Yeah, I got from that he was going to indict her. It was like a speech he had ready for an indictment or a call for indictment, and then just they had at the end, but now he can't do that. And now that makes sense that Nichols said that. That's why it was so two-sided. It's like 90% of it's let's indict her, and then, oh, but we can't do that, almost a cry for help. I tell you, all I know is Hillary Clinton is bad news. Thank you, Corey. We're going to come back and talk to Bob and a few others, and then we're going to Margaret, who's been holding. I guess they went to her and went back. Margaret's been holding the longest. I'm going to Margaret when we come back, then I'm going to go to Bob, Mike, and Joe, and then we're going to hand the mic over to David Knight. But it is mind-boggling that they can persecute all these members of the press and whistleblowers that exposed corruption and bad stuff and were sent to jail or lost their jobs or both or got prosecuted, in some cases found not guilty, for exposing corruption. And then now Hillary has a server that she knew foreign governments were on, and she gets away with it. It really makes me wonder, what are they going to get away with in the future? Because this is the situation where they get away with more and more over the years, just gets worse and worse and worse. Then I ask, where are we going next? They're already starting war with Russia. They're already funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They're already giving weapons to our enemies. Our borders are wide open. They're bankrupting the nation. They're raping the American people with Obamacare. They're just out to get us. That's not rhetoric. I mean, they are out to get us.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Big Brother, mainstream media. You want answers?
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover us. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, David Knight's about to take over in about 5 minutes. Self-crashing cars strike again. The perfect assassination tool. With all the nice little automated robots going into effect everywhere that are going to run our lives. California's new vaccine mandate goes into effect. Force inoculations are here. Hope you enjoy it. Autonomous killer robots. A quick look at Trump's Veep prospect. And they're going to look at a lot more. David Knight coming up. I want to go through some more of the calls that have been patiently holding. But first off, an article out of the London Telegraph. We break it down at Infowars.com. The Wolves of Silicon Valley, how the megalomaniacs in hoodies became tech's answer to Wall Street. And then it just gets into how they're building armored redoubts, Silicon Valley elites buying up huge amounts of land for secret compounds, nouveau riche preparing to seclude themselves from the general public. And it just ties into all the different preparations for collapse that are taking place as they prepare to create a breakaway civilization from we the people. I just want to add that global financial meltdown, I have articles right here on it, has gone from a possibility to a probability to a virtual or near certainty. But I've explained this many times. You're a TV viewer. I'm going to draw this out again. I'll describe it from radio listeners. Let's say here is sea level, okay? Let's say sea level is at whatever hypothetical point, okay? This is the level of tyranny. And you've got islands that are not floating, as a member of Congress from Georgia says, that capsize. No, they're, I know I'm a conspiracy theorist, but they're really just mountains, okay? They're really just mountains. And so what happens is as the water rises, most of the third world is already under collapse. They're already in food riots. They're already in cannibalism, just insane stuff going on. The globalists admit they're orchestrating a lot of this to bring in total control and consolidation. They call it the IMF riot in 2002 documents that got leaked. And so we don't think we're really aware of this. But if you're, you know, really poor, you start to feel it more if you're here in the West. Or as things get worse, you know, you're blue collar, but things aren't as good as they used to be. Things are rough and tough. Middle class, things start getting a little bit worse. Upper middle class, oh my gosh, you're underwater. And as it goes up, you know, if you're up here on the top of the mountain, say like George Soros and the globalists and Hillary and people, in your own segregated bubbles, you don't think you're in a depression because you're up here on top of the mountain. But depending on how high the political waters rise, you're in a depression. So we're in a depression worldwide. It's just not equally distributed, as I've always said. Just like certain cities are doing better than other cities. Most cities in the U.S. are in trouble. Many areas of Mexico have collapsed, but there's some areas that are controlled that are doing great. There's some areas of Mexico that have lower crime rate than Austin, Texas. But on average, they got the highest crime rate in the world. For a country, not as a city. Chicago has that. So that's what's happening. But there are events taking place where the water is only going up, and where the establishment doesn't understand is, historically, they can always think they can go to higher ground politically. A lot of times, actually, on top of physical hills, like in Brazil. But at a certain point, the water will go over you. That's why Peter Thiel and others are looking at floating cities to get away from the population. So this is where the metaphor becomes reality. Floating cities, as the actual landmass goes under the zombie apocalypse of collapsing, you know, a society run by trendies, and almost no one's self-sufficient, a bunch of spoiled brats. It's almost like a collapse needs to happen to, you know, get order brought back into perspective of being self-sufficient. The problem is the globalists are doing everything they can to make things self-sufficient. They're on their little ship. So they're the ones helping push this to a great extent. Because I guess it's easy just to make things worse to consolidate control instead of trying to, like, fix things. But the truth is you're never going to get away on a ship or anything else. The water is going up. And so I'm spending 70% of my time trying to politically change this and turn this around, and 30% now getting ready. Now, just a few years ago, I spent 90% of my time fighting to stop it and 10% getting ready. And there's kind of a doomsday clock in my own brain. I'm going to be quite honest. I'm pushing as hard as I can politically right now. I'm all in money-wise. But more and more, I'm starting to shift to where I might go 40 preparation, 60 fight back. Then I might go 50. And at a certain point, there's no point anymore. You just go 100%, get ready. It's called a lost cause. And the establishment's already thrown the towel in. They, you know, they've done most of this, but they understand how dangerous it is and now kind of figure out, oh, we're not going to ride this tiger to greater power. We better just take all our stolen loot. You rationalize yourselves. You're going to have a global collapse that you control to get power. The truth is you now know it's going to be a hellhole. By the way, you're not going to get out of it. If any of you want to come out and the establishment start fighting this and trying to fix things, then you might get a reprieve. But don't think you're going to get out of starting all these wars and have global collapses and all the rest of this stuff. You need to stop it now. Instead of all running to your escape pods, you should be trying to fix things now like we're doing instead of just trying to have a getaway plan. Because the getaway plans I've got are out of total desperation. They're not because I think those are a good move. Those are emergency backup plans. But I talked to establishment people off record. I talked to billionaires on record years ago, off record too. And they just don't think it's fixable because the public is so servile, so dumb, so evil, so lazy, on average. There's a lot of hardworking people who hold the system up. But, man, when things go belly up with the general public, with 100 million people on some form of EBT card, good God, it is going to be zombie apocalypse. And now we've gone from this being a possibility in many countries to it being a current reality. So we are running 20 to 40% off, and it's a win-win. Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to scare people to sell products to fund our operation, try to stop this. See how that works? I think this is a real probability. We're trying to stop it, and we're saying, get ready, 30%, 70% fight back. That's my view. Maybe you disagree. A lot of you got ready before we did. People could see this coming afar off. I've been an optimist thinking we could turn this around. But InfoWarsLife.com, you get the nutraceuticals, 20% off X2. It's getting ready to sell out. Non-GMO heirloom seeds, 20% off are the lowest prices, widest selection. 20 to 40% off the storable food. That's the highest quality, best deal out there. It really is the best deal out there. It's my Patriot. They're already the best group out there. It's why I'm as a sponsor, and I can private label it and go 20 to 40% lower. We have their full spectrum of food as well. We have the exact same stuff, just different labels. Contractually can offer 24% off, but not for much longer. I'm going to run this through next week if I can. A lot of these specials are going to end in a few days because stuff's just selling out. In fact, some of these specials are starting to sell out right now. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And the globalists want us dependent. They hate it when you know how to use a firearm, when you got a little piece of land, when you got storable food. Let's hope we never have to use any of this. But everybody instinctively, including governments and elites, are getting ready at a now breakneck speed. Is it the dollar? Is it other global currencies? Is it Deutsche Bank in trouble? That's being reported by Bloomberg and everybody else. I remember talking to Nichols last week. He goes, I was told by, and he told me the insurance company, high level. Hard to believe he's got a more scratchy voice than I do, so I can do his voice good. It's going to start in the next 2 weeks. And he told me the name of the bank. And I went and looked, didn't see anything about the bank at the time, but now it started. So heard that from old Nichols again. So I'm not saying this is coming. I hope it isn't coming. I want to push it off or stop it. But I feel real good selling non-GMO heirloom seeds at the lowest price out there. I feel really good selling high-quality shortwave radios, AM/FM radios, weather radios that are crank-powered solar panels. I feel great selling Hillary for President shirts. I feel great selling Molon Labe and Come and Take It shirts. I feel great funding ourselves with things that I personally know that I need and believe in and are the very best out there. So I want to thank you all for your supporters, for your support, and all the things that you've done. Because without you, we couldn't do any of it. Bob in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just want to know if you think that Hillary Clinton has been vindicated after all this, and do you think the first thing she's going to do when she's elected is probably throw you and Larry Nichols in a FEMA camp?
Are you trolling? I mean, vindicated, it'd be like if Hitler was his own judge at Nuremberg. No, she hasn't been vindicated. Even mainstream media says this is a travesty overall. I think it just shows outrageous collusion and corruption and blackmail and they admittedly have FEMA camps. They say they're going to re-educate patriots in them. That's in official Army manuals. I can't believe they put it officially and call it re-education camp, but it's all over the top. But I'm not really worried about me. I'm a man. I don't do stuff for me personally. I do it for my children in the community because that's what men do. So I'm not worried about myself. Anything else, Bob?
Yeah, do you think that the patriots are going to be more demonized under Hillary?
Yes, I think that bears use the bathroom in the woods. And goldfish are orange. Absolutely, Bob. And there goes Bob. I think that's like some fantasy. He thinks that, oh my gosh, you mean if tyranny comes in, they might come after me? Oh my God, you just told me they might come after me? I'm quitting. I'm giving up. You mean, oh my gosh, I never thought in 21 years on air that there might be repercussions if we don't stop this. I'm giving up. That caller just scared me. I never thought of that. Oh my gosh. I always love, I'm not saying he was doing that, but I've gotten that before. Like, you know they're going to come after you. You know they kill people. Really? But see, that's from the mindset of folks that think like that. Well, you know the civilization is going to totally collapse if we don't stand against this. You know they're selling babies' parts everywhere. You know they're dehumanizing us. You know they're cross-species. You know the planet's dying, right? Because the globalists. Not their fake environmental stuff, but real reasons. You know we don't have any future if we don't stand up. But see, you don't have any sense of that. It's all about you. I'm an individual, such an individual, I'm a collectivist. I believe in individualism, but I'm collectively want to die in the service of humanity.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to take a look at Hillary Clinton's email scandals, which we've been looking at for the last several days. We're going to talk to some of our callers as well. And I want to catch up on what's going on politically with the Veep stakes. Of course, we've had Newt Gingrich speaking with Donald Trump today. We had Joni Ernst and Governor Pence meet with him over the weekend. And today we had Joni Ernst say that she has a lot more to do in the Senate. And quite frankly, I think that's good news, as long as she can't do what she wants to do. Because as I tweeted out over the weekend, as Donald Trump was talking about meeting with her, I tweeted out something she put out a year ago. Senator Joni Ernst, who was a brand new senator at the time, said, "I am pleased that TPA is one step closer to implementation." TPA, of course, is the Trade Promotion Authority. And understand, it's not simply about the TPP or the TTIP, the Transatlantic, the Trans-Pacific, quote-unquote, partnerships. They're really treaties, folks. And I cannot believe that a senator doesn't know that these are treaties, doesn't know and doesn't care that there is a process for ratifying treaties in the Constitution. But, of course, the majority of senators, virtually all of them, and the vast majority of the House, the majority of Republicans in both houses, voted to ignore the constitutional process that they are bound to follow and said, we're not going to follow that. We're not going to have two-thirds of the senators vote on these trade treaties. Instead, what we're going to do is negotiate them in secret with corporate lawyers, and then we're going to put it up to a majority vote in both houses. We're not going to allow any amendments. We're not going to allow any debates. We are not going to allow any filibusters. It's going to come to a vote in 20 hours. So you can't change what we do. You can't talk about it. You can't delay it. We're just going to run this thing through, and we're going to let the president then sign it. Okay, that's the process that she was pleased was one step closer to implementation, what a lot of people call Obama trade. I just call it flat-out treason. Because if you openly say we're going to just ignore the Constitution on the process of treaty ratification, what else are you going to ignore it on? Well, quite frankly, everything, right? Just like they do it day-to-day on the Bill of Rights. Now, she met with Donald Trump over the weekend, and then she comes back and she said, well, I made it very clear to him that I've got a lot more to do in the Senate. I'm focused on Iowa, blah, 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 okay? That's kind of like saying, you can't fire me, I quit. Now, hopefully, when they got together, Donald Trump realized that Joni Ernst was diametrically opposed to what he's basing his campaign on, and that is she wants to have the TPP, the trade partnership. When she talked to the Iowa farmer today, back in March of this year, they said, what are the top issues for you right now? She talked about four of them. One of them was the Trans-Pacific Partnership. She said, it's a trade agreement. It's being discussed. I do think we'll get a chance to vote on it. I tend to be supportive of that bill. Well, Donald Trump has said for the last 30-some-odd years he doesn't like NAFTA, he doesn't like the trade deals we're getting, and this is getting far, far worse with this. This is not even a trade deal. This is a loss of sovereignty, the management of our economy by an offshore cartel that is unaccountable to any nation state, okay? There's no democratic process involved in this. Senator Sessions, who's been the close advisor to Donald Trump, has explained this to him since last August. Joni Ernst is thoroughly in the tank for that. It's one of her top four priorities, she said, just back in March. Then she talked about something else that Donald Trump hasn't talked too much about, but certainly I don't like. And because she sees herself as the face of big agra, she wants to push through a GMO bill, the DARK Act, as we call it, which will basically shut down any state legislatures from saying we want to have our food labeled to know if it's got GMO in it. Exactly what you would expect from somebody coming from Iowa, which is a big corn-producing state, which is where so much of the GMO products is coming from. They don't want you to know what you're eating. They don't want this label there. They're ashamed of it. They're embarrassed by it. They want to lie to you, just as Hillary Clinton does. And so it's a good thing, I think, that there's been not a meeting of the minds. Hopefully, we're going to have the same type of thing happening with some of these other candidates. I'm very concerned to see Newt Gingrich cozying up so much to Donald Trump, because Newt Gingrich is a thorough globalist. Also in news, we see that Congress is going to summon the FBI director to explain why there's not going to be any charges brought before Clinton. Okay? And understand this. When we talked to Lionel yesterday, Leanne McAdoo and I interviewed him on the nightly news. And he made a very good point as a former prosecutor. We said, no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges. Well, here's a reasonable prosecutor, Lionel, because he actually believes in the rule of law, even though he didn't want to see Hillary Clinton go to jail, even though he is supportive of some of the liberal issues. He has criticized SCOTUS and criticized this decision. He said, look, I used to be a prosecutor. This is like a police chief holding a press conference and saying, district attorney, don't you dare indict this person. That's not the job of the police chief. He's supposed to be an investigator. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Just want to remind you of the specials that we have. The 4th of July mega specials have been extended at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, those are 20% off Alexa Pure water filters, 20% off all Alexa Pure air filters, 20% off Survival Shield X2, which is selling out very quickly, and 20 to 40% off all InfoWars Select Storable Food. That's a massive sale. 20% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, the water filters, the air filters from Alexa Pure, as well as 20 to 40% off of InfoWars Select Storable Food. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we do have the new Hillary for Prison t-shirt. Now more than ever, folks, Hillary for Prison. We sold out, and we've got a new design in, an all-new version of Hillary for Prison t-shirt now live at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to go to the callers here in just one moment. I want to finish up with what I was about to say about Hillary Clinton and FBI Director Comey. He has been told that the Congress would like to talk to him tomorrow. They'd like to have a sit-down and say, please explain to us the
not only the double talk, but the double think behind saying that Hillary Clinton committed all these felonies, okay? 110 emails that were classified, he admits, that were sent and received as classified. And then, of course, there were thousands more they say were classified later. And we talked about that, how if she has a conversation with another head of state, another State Department official in another country, those are born classified. Now, she can start sending out emails about that right away before somebody in the State Department takes a look at the content and says, wait a minute, that should be secret, top secret, above top secret. And that's the prevarication that she was allowed to get away with. But at the very least, he said, look, there's 110 of these things, okay? And when I heard this, I told my wife, I said, I can't believe it. He's going to indict her. But then he lays out the criminal charges and says, never mind. But don't you try this at home because we'll send you to jail. And we talked a little bit about some of the really egregious prosecutions that have happened with this. But they said today that they want FBI Director James Comey to go before Congress tomorrow to explain his decision that he's not recommending criminal charges. And again, as Lionel pointed out yesterday, a former prosecutor, why would the investigator tell the prosecutors, the judges, what to do? And he pointed out, he says, look, he's giving political cover to Loretta Lynch. He's saying nobody in the right mind would do it, so of course Loretta Lynch won't do it. They're covering for each other, folks. It's just disgusting to see this. And one of the things that was interesting was even Paul Ryan got in on this and said that Mrs. Clinton should be barred from receiving classified information. Now, all of you who are shaking your heads in derision and poo-pooing this on the left, let me just remind you, when this happened to John Deutsch, okay, he was the CIA director under Bill Clinton, and this was like 20 years ago, right? So 1995 to 96. When he left in 96, they found that he had taken documents home to his residence, to his office. He had them on a computer that was not secure, and they came after him very hard. And one of the things that they did was they suspended his clearance. Washington Post reported this back in August of 1999, and he didn't have a problem with it. Deutsch said at the time, he said, while serving as director of Central Intelligence, I erred in using CIA-issued computers that were not configured for classified work to compose classified documents and memoranda. He said, while it was absolutely necessary for me to work at home and while on travel, in hindsight, it's clear that I should have insisted that I be provided the means of accomplishing this work in a manner fully consistent with security rules. This is Bill Clinton's CIA director, who he subsequently had to pardon to keep the guy from going to jail. So clearly they know this. And so it's not out of line at all for Paul Ryan and others to say Hillary Clinton should be barred from handling classified information because she's extremely careless with it. I would say grossly negligent, because that's basically the two of those things are indistinguishable from each other. Okay, that's a distinction without a difference, to say that she's grossly negligent or extremely careless. And understand that when the inspector general was looking at Deutsch and investigating him, he said he criticized CIA officials because he said they didn't submit the reports on a timely basis. He said there's reasonable basis to believe that Deutsch's mishandling of classified information violated the standards prescribed and that it had the result of delaying a prompt and thorough investigation. Delayed? He was charged within 10 days. They didn't go in and say to his lawyers, would you please review his personal effects and tell us which ones we're going to be allowed to see and which ones we're not going to be allowed to see, as they did with Hillary Clinton. They didn't allow Deutsch, former CIA director, to have his lawyers delete in a way that can't be recovered information on his computer. No, they didn't do that. They afforded that protection, however, to Hillary Clinton. Just absolutely amazing. And real quickly, I want to play this clip, because last August I talked to Thomas Drake, and I think his case is one of the most egregious, because he was a whistleblower, one of the whistleblowers, but he was the one that they tried to put away, tried to put in jail. One of the people who came after him said to him, you're screwed, Mr. Drake. We have enough evidence to put you away for most of the rest of your natural life. And Drake said, they'd made me into an enemy of the state just by saying that I was one. Because he was a whistleblower. because he had told the American public that the NSA was spying on us without a search warrant. They were doing dragnet surveillance of the American public. He believed the Constitution, and he believed the American people should be informed when their government violates that Constitution. And he went through a lot of channels to do it properly, and Congress wasn't interested. Isn't that interesting? The Congress didn't care. Okay? Information eventually got out. They came after him, and he said this. He said, my public defenders filed a motion showing just how far, and he said Bill Leonard had never seen such egregious violation of the classification standards that he used to lead. Okay? So here's a guy who's defending him who used to set up these standards. And he said all of the charging documents that they tried to send him to jail for 35 years, all of the documents they used to charge him, to indict him, he said all of those were unclassified. But the government had pretextually determined for their own convenience that they were highly classified. Here's a couple of examples. What a success. It was a document that was the subject of the first count. It was four documents, I believe. It was classified as secret on the day they found it in his house. It wasn't classified as secret before. Okay? But they indicted him for that. That was a document that was not transmitted or received as a classified document. But they wanted to hang him because he was a whistleblower, just like they've come after journalists, just like Obama has come after more people combined under the 1917 Espionage Act than all the previous presidents in this 100 years. So you've got an administration that has been more aggressive about this than any other administration, yet they let Hillary Clinton go. And here's one of the other documents that he had there. This was another one that was marked unclassified, and it was a schedule of meetings about a project called Turbulence. Didn't say anything about the project itself. It was a list of meetings that they'd had, and this project was finished, okay? They also posted it on the NSA's internal website. The government argued that the schedule should have been classified. So it's marked unclassified, and they said, this should have been classified, and Drake, you should have known this should have been classified. So they don't say to Hillary Clinton, you should have known these conversations with other heads of state should have been classified. They don't say that to her. But they say that to him about a schedule of meetings. They said, that's marked unclassified. They say, you should have known this is classified. And we're going to put you away for the rest of your life. I want to play a quick excerpt from the interview I had with Thomas Drake last August.
And so they came after me with everything they had. And ironically enough, it's the very document that in whole or in part I had given to government investigators looking at Thin Thread, Trailblazer, and the 9/11 intelligence. And they're all unclassified. And so ultimately, you know, they took them. They forced classification review, decided they were super top secret, that many of them would cause exceptionally grave damage to the United States of America, the national security of the United States, if it was disclosed. And then it took them from November 2007 all the way until April of 2010, now under Obama, not under Bush, but under Obama, to find a way to indict me. And they indicted me under the 1917 World War I era Espionage Act.
And that's, of course, been a favorite of the Obama administration. He's indicted more people under that act than all the previous presidents for the past 100 years combined. Lanny Brewer was the one who oversaw your prosecution. Of course, he was the one who let the banks who were doing money laundering for drug cartels and terrorists, he let them go, saying they were too big to jail. Yeah, that's a patriot right there, folks. Thomas Drake. He put everything on the line. He lost everything. He lost his job, his pension, paid the financial price, almost went to jail for 35 years. And look at, again, documents that were marked unclassified. And they said, you should have known they should have been secret. And we're going to say that's the case. It should have been secret. Should have been more highly classified, and you should have known that. Another one that wasn't marked classified at all. And then they classified that day. And then they unclassified it 3 months later. And as his trial came to the day that it was supposed to begin, they dropped all the charges against him because it had become public. Let's go to Joe and FEMA. Joe, you want to weigh in on this? Go ahead. FEMA 2.
Watching Alex talk to Ron Paul, trying to bring him over to Trump's, I guess, support or momentum, I noticed something about Ron Paul that was a little bit disturbing. I I've been supporting him for years, and I'm a firm believer in Austrian economics, and I've also been to libertarian meetings up here in New York, and I won't digress on that. But anyway, when Alex hit Ron Paul point blank with supporting Trump, I really noticed Ron Paul go into a rant. Oh, he's all over the place. You never know what he's going to say. He flip-flops. He changes his mind. Almost sounded like a woman. I don't mean that disrespectfully, but I kind of think that it might be a good idea if you can get those two in a room together, perhaps, because it's imperative that the support of Ron Paul is imperative, and I don't know what's going on with Ron Paul. I mean, I diligently supported him, watched him get shot down, watched the media laugh in his face, watched the mainstream media laugh in his son's face, watched everybody degrade him, deplore him, and now here's a situation where I understand it's a little bit different than the former Wall Street economics and the schooling that Ron Paul had, but Donald Trump happens to be somebody that can really help us. I don't necessarily agree with everything that he does.
Well, I agree. I think that, when you look at the candidates, you're not going to find somebody that agrees with you on all points. Never, okay? And I understand there's a lot of points of disagreement between Ron Paul, between libertarians, and between Donald Trump. I have those points of disagreement as well, but you have to also understand, and I would hope that Ron Paul would understand, the vital issue before us right now, where we do have a choice, and it may be a Hobson's choice, but it is still a choice. It's a clear choice, and that is globalism versus nationalism. As I've said before, as decisions are taken away from the individual and given to the local community, as they move from the local community to the state level, then from there to the national level, every time you go up another level, every time those decisions get more distant from the individual, it's harder and harder to get those things back. We're at the point right now where we've had so much of our decisions on our lives being made at the national level. They've intruded themselves into every aspect of our lives. And I have to say that if we now go from the national level to the international level, if we give up and surrender our sovereignty, and Ron Paul knows that NAFTA isn't free trade. I mean, we can have a debate about the abstract issues of free trade and Austrian economics and so forth, but it's not free trade. And Ron Paul has said that NAFTA is not free trade. He said you don't need a 1,000-page agreement to have free trade. You just have free trade, right? You take down the barriers. But what it is managed trade. And now what we're seeing is something that is many times larger than that. And it's not even economically based. But just if you look at the economics, I mean, of course, it controls our internet freedoms and other issues. But even if you look at the economics, these decisions are going to be made economically. They're going to control our economy. It's going to be made by an organization that is not accountable to us. As Senator Sessions has pointed out, it will be a living document, which means that whatever the 5,000 pages initially say, they can change it just like that. Okay? No input or questioning or control from us. And so I would think that that would be a big issue. To me, that's a key reason to vote for Donald Trump, even though I disagree with him on things like torture and so forth and how they would prosecute the war on terror. But there are reasons, strong reasons, to vote against globalism. I mean, that is crony capitalism that we will never get back. I mean, do you agree?
Yes, I do. I do. But I also think it's imperative that these two get together somehow, because they're fighting for the same thing. It might not be spelled out the same way, but meanwhile, it's their camp divided right now. And Donald Trump needs the momentum that Ron Paul could afford him if he just says, okay, you know, I understand this guy's not really my cup of tea, but it's better than with Hillary. I mean, it's much better.
Yeah.
We can get them into a room together somehow, like, I don't know, two disputing couples or something. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on in the Libertarian Party either. I mean, I'm looking at this article. Gary Johnson says Hillary is no criminal. And Gary Johnson comes out and says, I'm not a stone thrower when it comes to Hillary Clinton, their emails or server. I don't think there's been any criminal intent on Hillary Clinton's part. I don't see an indictment. It's like, really? I mean, Gary Johnson has become a stalking horse for Hillary Clinton. Since when does the rule of law not matter? Since when does the Constitution not matter? Since when do we have double standards for the big guys and the little guys, okay? Why is that not an issue for a libertarian? That was a core issue when I was involved in the Libertarian Party. We really did care about the rule of law. And it was interesting in this article. It was from the Libertarian Republic. They talk about a CNN town hall. And they did a word association game with Gary Johnson and William Weld, who's running with him. And they threw out and said, Hillary Clinton. And Johnson comes back and says, a wonderful public servant. Really? I mean, who else would say this? Absolutely amazing. Bill Dwell says, old friend. And then says, we have a lifelong bond. Okay? Then they throw out Obama's name, and Johnson says, good guy. Weld says, statesmanlike. You know what I think? I think the real word association would be when they throw out names like Hillary Clinton and Obama, it would be Goldman Sachs. Ka-ching, ka-ching. Here's where my payoff comes. Here's where I get the money from the Koch brothers and Goldman Sachs. Here's where I get my government subsidy if I get above 5%. I'm really disgusted with the Libertarian Party. And I got to say that at the same time, I've seen the Green Party, with whom I agree with virtually nothing, have the integrity to come out. This is Jill Stein, says that Hillary Clinton should be prosecuted. She said all the elements necessary to prove felony violation were found by the FBI investigation and then listed by Comey. She said her staff has said Secretary Clinton stated she will use her private email system because she didn't want her personal emails become accessible. She said this is damning on two counts, Jill Stein said, that she intended to disregard the protection of security information and that she had personal business to conceal. Look, I totally disagree with her. There's much that I would agree with on policy with the Libertarian Party, not necessarily Gary Johnson. But we got to start with integrity. If the people are crooks, we don't have anything. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We have a couple of callers who called in about Guccifer. Evidently, there's some reports online. We haven't been able to verify those yet, that Guccifer died in jail. Of course, Guccifer was the hacker who broke in. I think it was one of the first indications of Hillary Clinton's private emails, but he also got Bush, Colin Powell, Tony Blair talking about the Bohemian Grove and so forth and so on. He's not even an engineer, software engineer. This is a guy who just made educated guesses at passwords and worked his way in and got these emails. It really does underscore just how vulnerable Hillary Clinton's emails were. And it underscores why we should not have this double standard, folks. Everything that our government has done for the last 15 years has been in the name of the security state. And they have eviscerated the rule of law. They have eviscerated the Constitution in the name of the security state to keep us safe. And yet she has information that is above top secret. Information that not only gives private conversations about people, but also puts people in the field, puts their lives directly at risk, and she walks. How can they, with a straight face anymore, continue to violate our Constitution? Okay, they can't even make the weak case that they made before. Real quickly, just want to remind you, we have 20% off Survival Shield X2, all Alexa Pure water filters, all Alexa Pure air filters. That's an extension of the July 4th mega specials. And we have 20 to 40% off all InfoWars Select storable food. Now, let me go to one of the callers about Guccifer. Mike in New Mexico. Go ahead, Mike. What do you know about this and what's your source?
How's it going, Dave? I just heard about that last night, and I was trying to figure a way to talk to you guys, but I don't know if it's true or not, but I haven't seen anything really disproving it, but it said something along the lines of he was missing, and then they found him, and he had committed suicide, and I just thought I would hear Alex ranting and raving about it today.
Was he lifting weights? Did he drop like a dumbbell on his neck or something like that? That was going to embarrass Hillary Clinton? I mean, it is believable that something like this could happen because he was at the center of all of this, but I can't verify that it has yet. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell everyone too, if you guys haven't tried the products yet, you don't know what you're missing. I tried them 3 years ago, started with the Nascent Iodine. Now I'm using the X2. I've tried the Super Male, the D3. The Tangy Tangerine, I know the Mineral Fusions is real similar to Tangy Tangerine. The Brain Force, the Silver Bullet, Water Filter, Oxycontin. I mean, those things have changed my life. The more energy, I feel better, I'm more positive in general. That's what I was kind of calling to talk about that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that it's working for you. I tell you what, I do it and it works for me. There's a limit as to what I can say, but I certainly, it is something we do our best to offer you the best quality products. And that's the way we fund our operations. What keeps us independent. So we're not at the mercy of someone who can pull the rug out from under us if they don't like a report that we did. So that's the way you keep the information free. That's the way you provide for your own health and that of your family as well. Thank you so much for letting us know that. Let's go to Colin in Oklahoma. Colin, you've been holding for a while. Go ahead. We've only got a couple minutes left. Real quick.
Yeah, hi, David.
Hey.
My biggest thing is about all this that I haven't heard anybody really bringing up yet. There's the possibility of Hillary actually getting into the White House becomes more and more of a likelihood. People are, myself and everybody in my neck of the woods. And
we got about 30 seconds.
Everything.
Go quick.
People don't know what to do. Leave the country is definitely not an option for me. I think state secession, going to what you said before about everything moving away from the individual, I think the state is, where we need to get our rights back, first of all. And nobody's
saying
that's
right.
I think secede.
And I agree. I think the play at this point is to try to stop it from getting more consolidated and then try to work at the grassroots level, jury nullification, state nullification, get our freedom back that way. I agree. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the InfoWars Nightly News. Jakari Jackson will be hosting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.